Well, my name is Patty Glick. I'm an integrated presidential director. I have been coaching with my husband, Mike, for a little over 12 years. And I'm really excited to have the opportunity to train with you guys tonight because we know that excellent client support is one of the fundamentals to being able to grow an incredible business and have a big impact. And I have my friend, Michelle, here.
I'm Michelle Heyman, and I am also an integrated presidential director. I've been coaching a little over 6.5 years ago and just honored to be here tonight with all of you. Always excited to spend time within our community.
Absolutely. So Michelle's going to go ahead and get our PowerPoint ready, and we are going to be able to rock and roll. I want you guys to think a minute. You know, when we were talking about what topic we were going to train to tonight, what we were thinking about is we all came out of the dash. How exciting. Like, did last night feel like the last day of December, you know, December 31st? It was crazy busy. Let's pull up the chat. I want to know how many people you assisted for the dash. Let's see those numbers flying right now. Let's see them. Oh my gosh, look at that. All right, keep them coming. Come on, you guys. All right, so what we know is lots of clients in the dash mean lots of people that are really looking to make a change in their life. And if we want to really show up for folks in an Optavia way, it's really going to be about coaching them well. So what we're going to be talking about tonight is supporting your clients from the minute you do that health assessment and they say, yes, I'm ready to go, all the way through the first 4 days into fat burn. Next slide. So why would we want to do that? Well, here is some of my favorite parts, you guys. Integrated clients, clients who are integrated, they're working with you, they're tapping into the four components. These clients will lead to healthy, happy families, which is one of my biggest goals with coaching with Optavia. Lots of referrals, and guess what? Lots of people are going to want to decide to join our mission because you're going to make this look fun, simple. They're going to want to do it too, and that means lots of new coaches coming on. So together, you guys, this is how each and every one of us is going to change the world.
So we're really going to be talking tonight about getting started with our clients, coaching them. We already have that. Yes, they're already signed up, but coaching them through fat burn using all four components. You as the health coach, you are their amazing health coach. You are the guide to take them on this journey. We have our Habits of Health transformational system. We have our incredible community, and we have an amazing nutrition plan. Now, I would love it if you would put a one in the chat if the Habits of Health transformational system assisted you on your health journey, if that was a game changer for you. You guys, look at those ones, right? So I'm not saying one component is more important than the other because they are equally component. I feel like each one of those components holds 25% equal weight as our clients are on their journey. But we have to make sure, and we do have to, I don't want to tell you have to do anything, but that our life book is an incredible piece, our whole transformational system. And so the ones are still going. So let's make sure if that has made such an impact on your health journey, why are we not using all of this for our clients? You guys, we're going to make this systematic and simple. The easier this is, the more people that you're going to be able to impact. And that's going to show that this is duplicable. You guys, it's showing that coaching is fun. Your clients are going to see this is fun and this is easy. And guess what's going to happen? They are going to want to do it with you. They're going to want to partner with you and they're going to want to help their friends and their family and their coworkers. Okay. So by using all the components, all four components, you guys, this is empowering our clients. We cannot do it for them. We can't. We can give them some tools. We're going to give them as many tools as we can to put in their toolbox, but we're going to empower them that they can do this on their own. Now, we're coming alongside of them. Don't get me wrong, but we're not there every step of the way. We're not hero coaching. We are guiding them through this system. So they've already said yes, so now what do? Guess what? Coaching starts as soon as we get that yes. While they're waiting for their fuelings and their Habits of Health transformational system, we can start. There are some steps we can do to help them. Talk to them about who wants to join them in their journey. You guys, even during the health assessment, let's talk about that, because the more people in their world who are also caring about health and doing this with them, it's going to help them. And maybe that's going to propel them to become a coach and help their friends and family. But let them build that support network. You know, we're facilitating that first order for our clients because we're setting them up for success. We're going to do the essential kit with the Habits of Health Transformational System. You may hear me say that a lot tonight. I hope you do, because obviously it's important. We are setting that up, our clients up for the first month as a premier member. So they're getting the 5 free boxes, the free shipping, the rewards. This is setting your clients up for success. That's what we want. Okay, now we facilitate that first order. We have that health assessment completed, and we have an OptaVia client success binder. Take that health assessment and put it in your binder. Thank you, OptaVia, for giving us some dividers so we know what section to put it in there. Put it in section 2. Those are for our new clients. We know we have to follow and stay in touch with these clients a little bit more at the beginning so they're in their own section. After we get them that order facilitated, we are going to send them a welcome message. You guys, this welcome message is really important because there's some links in there that are going to help them, some things they can read, some steps they can do before their program even arrives. So we're going to encourage our clients to really prepare. Let's get ready for their journey. Talk about what they need. You know, they probably need a food scale. They probably need to clean out some of their kitchen, get rid of some of those temptations. But even before their program arrives at their door, we are already coaching them. We're getting them set up for success.
And I love that, Michelle. You guys, sit with that for a minute. Just really sit with that. Your client, you've already started developing that relationship, building trust, and awakening them to what's possible the minute that you start that health assessment. And they may not quite be ready to go right then, but guess what? They're going to be ready really soon. And when they are, that's when we just take our coaching to the next level. So one of the things we also like to do is encourage you to invite them to the client community page. Why is that? Because y'all, it does the heavy lifting. Remember, one of the four components, coaching, our Habits of Health Transformational System, community, a healthy meal plan, being a part of that page will help awaken them to the potential. It'll start building trust. It's going to get them excited. So you'll want to definitely tap them into that right away. And we're going to start integrating clients, again, while they're waiting for their meal plan. Lots of different tools. Check with your support team to see what you may be using individually. But I like to really encourage them to start working through that welcome message or email that we send them with some little to-do things like Michelle talked about. And then there's a couple of different tools that you can choose to use, some virtual support videos that OptaVia provides, or even a daily text. So check with your support team and see which one would work out best. Now, for me, this has been a game changer, you guys. One of the things that I started doing a while back is that we started integrating our clients into the Life Book right away. And they can actually go to the Habits of Health website and download from Dr. A for free. Hello, the introduction with the first two elements. And I like to challenge them to read element 1 before they actually start putting that first fueling in their mouth. Because the fuelings fuel their body, but the other 3 components fuel their mindset. So I want to get them started and off to a good start right away. Next thing we want to do is find out when their program's going to arrive. I empower my clients. They get that little email from OptaVia and from shipping. So they're going to know exactly when their program is going to arrive. I empower them to let me know. I empower them to choose a start date. And then I will send them the journey kickoff video and we'll get the night before call going. But I also leave nothing to chance. So I'm also tracking as well so that I can make sure that they're getting back to me. Because if they're not, I'm going to just give them a little ping in their message and say, hello, did you get a package on your doorstep today? And then we'll go ahead and get them rocking and rolling.
Oh, Patty, I love that so much. You know, as we're coaching our clients with all 4 components, you guys, we're really setting them up for 100% success. And if we're not talking about the life book, and if we're not adding them to our community, they're not going to have 100% success. Think about it. If you take away one of those elements, they're only going to have 75% success or 50% success. So let's set them up with 100% success. So let's get them going, because now that package has arrived and they are ready to get going. So I want to encourage you, let's start them off with the journey kickoff call. So what I like to do is send that to them before I get on the phone with them. And then I actually confirm they have watched it. You guys, again, as we're helping so many people, we're trying to make this efficient as possible. So confirm they've watched it, then you get on the phone with them. Revisit their why. You have that. It's on their health assessment. Let's remind them why they're doing this. This is not about the food, you guys. This is about them being able to go to their doctor and have better blood work, be able to play with their grandkids, whatever it is for them. Make sure they reviewed that welcome message and that they have printed out the things that they need necessary. We want them to have all those tools. So the condiment guide, the vegetarian options, do they have that scale? Did they opt into the texting campaign? And then the Dr. A's Habits of Health app. They want those reminders on their phone to be eating every 2.5 hours, to be drinking their water. And then you are going to spend just a few moments briefly reviewing the OptaVia guide, making sure they don't have any questions, making sure they actually understand that lean and green, going through the three categories with the healthy fats. They can snap a picture, save it to their phone. I strongly encourage all my clients to do that. So when they're shopping, they can make sure those vegetables they're eating are on the approved guide list. And then of course, if they're not using an app, to set a timer so they know the next day to eat every 2.5 hours. Now, as a coach, we are calling our clients the first 4 days. We are not, and we're letting them know that during this journey kickoff call. We're just telling them, hey, I'm going to be touching base with you these next 4 days. It's going to be a brief check in just a couple minutes, but let them know that it's happening and set that time of day that's going to work for you and them. And then during this journey kickoff call, there's two things you're going to bring up that are really important. The first thing is you're going to let them know, oh my gosh, I cannot wait. We're going to be talking these first 4 days. And at the end of the first week, you're going to have a chance to meet my coach or one of my mentors. You guys, we are layering that team coaching call. You may call it a celebration call. You may call it a client story call. You may call it a tip call, but you're layering it right here in this journey kickoff. So when it happens in a week, it's not a surprise. They're expecting it. Okay. So don't forget that during the journey kickoff call. The other thing I like to bring up during the journey kickoff call is reminding them to take their starting pictures. I tell them to put on something fitted, take a picture from the front, from the side, from the back. Now, I just let them know up front, no one likes those pictures. But as your body's transforming, you are going to love having those pictures to see all the inches melting away and how your body's transforming and getting healthy. But also, when you decide to partner with me and coach, you're going to have an incredible transformation. You're going to have that side by side that's going to inspire so many people. So we're layering coaching right here in the journey kickoff call. You guys, we want our clients to become coaches. We have four components. Remember, that first component is a coach. You are their coach, but you also want them to become a coach. So it is so important to layer all this now, so it's no surprise and we're getting their minds thinking about coaching. So as you're supporting your clients through these first 4 days, we already told them we're calling them. It's a quick check-in, you guys. This is a brief call. Your goal really is to support them into that strong fat burn, which is why we're staying close to them. If we lose them here before they're in fat burn, you may have lost a client forever. So let's stay hip to hip with them. Just check in. How are you feeling? Confirm they got all five fuelings in. Ask them about their lean and green. Check in about their water intake. Actually ask them how many ounces. We want them working towards 64 ounces, and maybe they're not there and that's something they have to work on. If they're not there, it's okay, because we're going to give them some tips for tomorrow and that can be something that they start working on. As they're on these first 4 days, you guys, people may be noticing what they're doing. At lunch, they might be eating a delicious brownie and people in the office are smelling it. They may notice they're carrying a water bottle around. So here's a chance for you to discuss referrals and how they can refer their friends and family and coworkers to you. And again, we can layer coaching. Do you realize we've already talked about coaching up a couple times and they're only in the first couple days of their program? We are also going to guide them to the life book. You guys, even as they're starting, we want them in that life book. It is key. And also getting engaged with the client support page on Facebook. Make sure you answer any questions they have. Give them those tips for tomorrow and let them know you'll be calling. That's it for the first 4 days. Really easy.
I love that. And did you all notice Michelle's posture? Even when she was talking about the before pictures, when you're ready to start coaching with me, right? And the same thing when she's talking about referrals. Our goal is to actually, you want to know a secret? Yeah? Don't take referrals. Why is that? We're due to have another training on that. But we really want to empower our clients to surround themselves in a community and to coach their friends and family. So it's all this layering we're sprinkling right from the very beginning to awaken them to what their potential is. So as we're coaching our clients in those first couple of days, we're building a lot of trust. We're walking this journey with them. We're starting to awaken them to their potential. And every day as they are more and more successful, they're more and more awakened to say, hey, maybe I can do this. There's a couple of things that I really like to touch on. And I know for me, when I started this journey 12 and a half years ago, probably one of my biggest ahas was that I had to learn to let go of perfection. Anybody else feel that way? We couldn't figure out why we had failed so many times before. So having the coaching, the education support, the four components, sure. But it was the journey of my mindset that I really started realizing that the work was going to be me. And that's what my coach helped me work on. So connect with your clients, help them to see and to awaken them that I love what Dr. Anderson says, getting healthy is a journey. It's one day, one healthy habit at a time. If you were driving down the road in your car and you got a flat tire, what would you do? You'd pull over to the side of the road. In my case, I'd call AAA, have them come change a tire. Maybe you change a tire yourself. But you're not going to slash the other tires. You're not going to throw the car over the cliff. Help our clients to see that an oops isn't okay. One day, one healthy habit at a time. Our job is to keep them moving forward. A coach champions for their why. So really encourage them and really connect in your why. This is what you want. Our program, and I'm going to partner with you to make it, to help you to get to that place, right? The importance of staying in contact with you, the importance of those coaching calls, the value of seeing all the tools and components that we have to offer, how valuable those are, not because you're telling them to do that, but because they're seeing the value of how those things are so important. So our job is to walk this journey, awaken them to create those healthy habits. One day, one healthy habit at a time.
So good, Patty. So good. So as we're doing this, we want to make sure that you are utilizing all the tools that we have to really systematize your client support. So I briefly mentioned the binder. I'm going to bring that up again. Please utilize this binder. OptaVia gave us three sections to put those clients in. We have our future clients in section one, our new clients. So that's what we're talking about now in section two. And then clients that are past that first week. You guys, please stay organized from the beginning. Please stay organized. I was not that coach who stayed organized from the beginning and I had a lot of cleanup to do. So really, if you utilize the system from the beginning, your life will be so much easier. Every single client is going to have their own health assessment. Put that in your binder. It's going to help you to stay organized. It's going to help you to know who you're calling, when you're calling, and you're not going to miss out on staying connected. I want to encourage you to have a place to take notes with the health assessment in that binder with right there. When you are talking to your clients for the first 4 days, when you are talking to them beyond that, you want to be taking notes. You want to be taking notes because if you just brought on 25 clients for the dash, I promise you cannot remember what you spoke to about each client when you were on those calls. So please take notes because you are going to look like the professional when you talk to them the next time because you remembered what they said to you and what they're working on. What are their goals and where are they? What micro habit are they working on at that moment, right? So we also have our coaching guide. You guys, this coaching guide, Patty's showing it to you. This coaching guide is going to guide you to guide your clients back to that life book. Every time you talk to them, you want to find out where are they in their life book. And that coaching guide is going to help you ask those questions. Please utilize a calendar, whether it be a hard copy calendar or a Google calendar, a digital calendar. We need to know who we're calling and what day they're on. And so that calendar is going to be key. And again, you're going to show up as a professional. We have to call these clients these first 4 days. How are we going to keep track if we don't put it in our calendar? I thought when I started, I could remember.
Confession, Michelle.
Yeah. And guess what? I may have missed out on a couple days of calling people. And no, I felt terrible. I hung my head low and had to call them. Please, you learn from our mistakes, right? Use that calendar, put it in there, and you are going to know, oh, their package is arriving. Let's do the journey kickoff. These are the first 4 days I need to call them. And then I need to set up that client story call, that celebration call, that tip call at that 1 week mark. Your calendar is going to be your guide as you are on this journey guiding your clients. I want to encourage you to set aside those weekly client support days, you guys. It sounds a little overwhelming, especially if you brought on 25 clients for the dash. I don't know if you did that. If you did, congratulations. But it's going to get busy. You have a lot of people to call. And even if you brought five on, that is amazing. And even if you did not get the dash, this is not about the dash. This is about just moving forward and helping the people. But I want to encourage you to set aside that day. What is going to be the day you're going to support your clients? That is going to help you build your business. If you know and your client knows what day you are calling. So I actually time block my time. It's my schedule. I get to choose those days that work for me. They don't get to choose it. So just like when you call your doctor, they tell you what days they're available. You get to tell your clients what days you're available for your check-in days. As we are utilizing everything we offer, you guys, your mentorship is amazing. Utilize your support team. Bring those client story calls, those celebration calls, those tip calls once a week or at the 1 week mark, excuse me. These are going to be game changer. We're not getting into the details of this. You will get some more training on it, but please schedule this in as you're thinking about supporting them through FatBurn and what's going to happen at that 1 week mark. We have some additional tools that we want to talk about. There is a newsletter you can utilize to send to your clients. We have our Habits of Health night on Wednesdays. There are weekly community Zooms for your clients. Invite them to these calls. We have Facebook client community pages. Once again, I'm saying it again, it's our Habits of Health transformational system. These are all tools. And then of course they can opt into the texting campaign or ongoing daily text. You guys, why are we not giving them every tool in their toolbox for success? Let's wrap services around them so they are gonna have the best success possible.
Exactly. And Michelle, one of the things that was coming up in the chat was the question of how do you keep your calls short? When you're utilizing the coaching guide, like Dr. Anderson talked about on the call before here, it is short. And you want to really shoot for about a 5 minute call. Again, my calls, oh gosh, do I have to admit it? Like, oh my gosh, they were probably about 20 to 30 minutes long. I don't need to know. But anyway, okay, anybody else? Okay, let's own it, y'all. Anybody guilty of a long phone call? All right. So really, if you think about shooting it for 5 minutes, and if you're on point, and if you are being their advocate and a coach and not a hero, then your calls will be on point. You're checking in. What's going well? What are your wins this week? You know, what are you excited about? Who's noticing? And really, when you look at this, your question is going to be, you were working on element two. Open up your book, look at element two, and guess what? It's got a question. Pick a question. You don't even have to have read element two yet, and you're still gonna have to be able to coach them through that. So keep it really, really simple, and if you want some extra support, your team can help you with that. So kind of wrapping a bow around everything tonight, whether it's the dash, whether it's January, or whether it's any point in time, the core of what we do is we serve others to move forward to live a bigger life. And for most people, their entry point into our community is getting their physical health in order. You know, we believe that integrated clients lead to help happy, healthy families and lead to also coaches. Because when you're keeping it fun, when you're building a relationship, when you're keeping it simple, when you're helping them to see that they can do this too, that you are not the answer man, but that you're partnering with them on their journey, they know you got your back. Guess what? They're going to be able to do this too. And what's going to happen is as you're on your journey, you're going to develop these great coach goggles and you're going to hear what's going on in their life. You're going to feel it in your heart. We talk about, I like to talk about, they've got leaks in the canoe. What else is going on in their life other than the fact that they want to lose weight, feel better, have more energy, improve their physical health? If all we do is fix that, we've put a Band-Aid on a hemorrhage. But what would it look like if we actually assisted them to live a bigger life? Y'all, that health assessment that you did with your client is filled with clues. They're talking to you about their fulfillment. They're talking to you about their stress. They're talking to you about the fact that they've dieted for years and have never, ever been helped, been able to be successful. Well, guess what? Isn't that what we offer? They're stressed out about finances. We offer healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. Don't just stop at the body. Because if we do, remember Dr. Anderson says, the number one reason that people are unhealthy is emotional mismanagement. Coaching is the answer to that. You get with your support team. There's lots of different tools that you can utilize to start identifying who your coaches can, who your coach partners would be. But when you get the transactional side of this right, the little simple things that we've talked about tonight, coaching your clients well, then you'll be able to free yourself up to really coach and focus on your client's full transformation. And that's when you're going to see the opportunity and the blessing that coaching will give.
Love that so much, Patty. So much good blowing up in the chat. So we're going to end with this amazing quote, because as we've been talking about how to support our clients, we want to make sure we are empowering them. So if you give a man a fish, you're going to feed him for a day, right? If you teach a man to fish, you're going to feed him for a lifetime. Let's teach our clients how to embrace our full offering. Like Patty said, healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances. Let's offer all that we are to our clients so they're not just feeding for a day, that they are set up for a lifetime. I love it. So good.
Awesome. Let's go out. And as Dr. Anderson said, let's get America and the world healthy. Honor to train with you, Michelle. Honor to partner with every one of you. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Good night, everyone.